Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome to a very warm and sunny Friday 5 as I sit here in my South London studios. What a glorious spot of weather we're having across most of the UK right now. I do hope it is happy and sunny wherever you are and wherever you are listening. Now, of course, one of the amazing benefits of sunshine on our skin is the synthesis of natural vitamin D, shown to potentially play such an important part in supporting our immune system, never more so important than it is now. And some of the COVID patients who have had the most severe symptoms taken into hospital around the world have also been shown to have some of the lowest levels of vitamin D. So there does appear to be a powerful correlation. And as you probably know, there are actually two forms of vitamin D. There's ergocalciferol, which is vitamin D2, and cholecalciferol, if I've said that correctly, which is vitamin D3. And during the summer, when we are hopefully getting some sunlight on our skin, our vitamin D levels are naturally higher. But at other times, we especially need to make sure that we are getting plenty in our diets, especially if you are a plant-based eater, as vitamin D is only found in relatively small numbers of foods, mostly animal origin, such as oily fish, red meat, liver, especially, and egg yolks. Now, it's also added as a synthetic supplement to things like packet breakfast cereals. And the British government suggests that we take a supplement to give us around 10 micrograms a day and not to go above 100 micrograms. So vitamin D3 comes from animal produce, as I said, mostly meat and oily fish. And vitamin D2, interestingly, comes from some plant-based food supplements and also from mushrooms that have been grown in direct sunlight or put onto a windowsill, so they create D3 before we eat them. Now, D2 is cheaper to produce than D3, so that's the form that's usually added to fortify processed foods. Skin exposed to the sun creates the D3 form, which is handy. So although they're both called vitamin D, the 2 and the 3 forms act differently, and studies show that it's the D3 to be more effective at improving our overall vitamin D status. So if you are looking for a supplement, do check the pack to make sure that you are getting the D3 kind. Now, I've written more about this over on lizellewellbeing.com on the website. Just search vitamin D. And I have also penned a piece called How Liz Supports Her Immune System, which includes details of some of the specific supplements that I take, especially at the moment, and those that I give to my children. Now, overall, you've probably gathered by now, I am not a great believer in taking supplements because I do think that we should try and obtain everything from our diet by cooking from scratch with seasonal ingredients every day. But obviously, you know, this is the real world. It isn't always possible. And the nutritional value of foods also varies in any case according to the quality of the soil that it's grown in, how it's stored, how it's processed, etc. So it's all a bit of a minefield when it comes to trying to ensure that we do have the right level of good nutrition every day. Now, another supplement that I do take, and also which I've been giving now to my youngest son, who recently turned 10, is something that is much harder to eat in food daily, and that is saffron. And these are the tiny, precious fronds of bright yellow from the crocus flower. And they have some really interesting, some would say miraculous, properties, especially when it comes to helping ease anxiety, reduce stress levels, reduce fatigue, and just generally take the edge off tension and stress. Personally, extremely handy right now in more ways than one. And it's also had some very interesting results for those with ADD or ADHD. And there is a children's version as well as an adult option. So to find out more, I contacted the founder of The Naked Pharmacy. This is Europe's first plant-powered pharmacy, a guy called Kevin Levers, who is a properly trained, highly experienced pharmacist who actually launched his entire Naked Pharmacy brand on the strength of research and the efficacy of saffron, launching their Saffrosun product, which I first wrote about must be a year or so ago in the Zar Wellbeing magazine. And I wrote about it because I had been really genuinely impressed with its results. So I dialed him in here to have him on my little show to explain a bit more. So Kevin, I'm so thrilled that you have found time to chat to us because I feel as I've been stalking you and your company for quite a while now. And I'm fascinated by everything that you're doing at The Naked Pharmacy. But can you take us back to the very beginning? Because you started as quite a hardcore, classically trained pharmacist working in regular pharmaceuticals, is that right?
Yes, I did. So long time ago, 30 years ago or so. So my first job was working for John Nicholson, who was one of the guys that discovered ibuprofen. So it's very interesting, this journey that I've been on. A lot of it relates to inflammation, as you know. Obviously, no, ibuprofen is related, you know, is used to treat inflammation. So I remember all those years ago asking him to explain to me what inflammation was. And while I was fascinated about it, it didn't really, he gave these biochemical pathways and the areas that ibuprofen blocks. But I didn't really feel as if it told the full story. And it wasn't until probably about, 15, 20 years later that when I was chief pharmacist for Walida, that I started to understand that the body is much more of an orchestra. I describe the difference with, pharmaceuticals to plant-based medicines as sort of the big bass drum versus the orchestra effect. So the body's a lot more complex. And I think that compared to the way that John described it, which had a relevance, but didn't say the full picture, the full story.
So you then went on to work purely with plant-based extracts, is that right? I mean, obviously Walida is well known as a naturopathic company producing lots of herbal, really interesting herbal products actually for skin and body.
Yes.
And you then took those plant-based elements, but used them in almost a sort of a pharmacological setting, looking at things like inflammation.
Yes. The thing that really fascinated me was the fact that there were phytochemicals within the plants, within the foods, that at certain doses, and often as not, there were more than one phytochemical, so maybe 3, 4, 5 active compounds that at a certain strength, a certain level, worked as good as a pharmaceutical without the side effects. So that was what really fascinated me. And, I really got to understand that pharmaceuticals had a role to play, but generally when the symptoms were very serious, they worked very, very well, and actually perhaps the side effects were less important in those acute scenarios in the hospital, etc. But when you left the hospital, you had more chronic symptoms, more everyday type problems, that sometimes the pharmaceutical perhaps wasn't the best approach. So it was more the chronic type conditions, or the conditions that every one of us faces, that I thought that the plant-based approach could really have a big impact.
That is so fascinating. And if anybody hasn't yet seen the nakedpharmacy.com website, I do highly recommend it. You've got lots of interesting products and stories there, and all the research as well, which is fascinating to read. But one of the things I wanted to talk about specifically in this little section is the Saffrosun, which is the first thing that I wrote about of yours. I put it in the magazine last year because I was sent a press sample and I thought, oh, crocus, this isn't going to do very much, taking a bit of a flower. How is that going to help anybody? And it's designed to reduce tiredness and to help, I think, really with anxiety. And so just sort of taking the edge off stressful situations. And you have one for children, the Safra Sun for children. And I started to give it to my youngest son, who's now 10, who, you know, definitely can be slightly on the edge sometimes. I saw a significant difference with him on the days that he was taking it and the days that he was not taking it. And I'd love you to explain a little bit more about Safra Sun in particular and this crocus extract and how it works in that way.
Well, Safra Sun was our first product way back
was
4 years ago. So we launched with two products. So we had quite a small narrow range, but they were very punchy, evidence-based products. So I saw probably 6 or 7 years ago some research that was coming through from Spain and Australia, and it was properly controlled, randomized, placebo-controlled trials. So just the same type of trials that we were conducting in the pharmaceutical sector. Mm-hmm. So well-designed trials, good numbers, and the results were remarkable. And I just thought to myself, well, why is this not out there? And I couldn't find a single Safron product out there. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I did see were well below what I would call the effective dose, the effective strength, often missing two or three of the active components. So I thought, well, I've got to do this. And I needed a platform to be able to provide the product, and came up with the idea of actually recreating or reinventing the pharmacy, which the original pharmacy was a herbalist. You know, Jesse Boot, when he started his pharmacy in Nottingham, was a herbalist.
Jesse Boot, yes. Was he really a herbalist, the founder of Boots?
Well, the pharmacy was completely herbal because there just weren't the conventional medicines available at that time. You know, it's the rose out of Quakerism, and he had a very strong sense of community. So I love the concept of taking pharmacy back in time to its traditional roots in naturals, but at the same time applying the grounded scientific approach, which is, has it got a good evidence base to use? And then formulating on the basis of the science, so that proper strength, proper profiling in terms of the actives, and proper production, so that we were testing every batch to meet those requirements. And
yes,
so I remember the anxiety that I had. I had to start taking Safra Sun, I still do, and it makes a huge difference. And so I remember feeling anxious because when we launched, it was quite a step into the unknown, and I knew the science, I knew that was solid, but until I saw real scenarios coming back to me and saying people were seeing a difference, you don't know. And it was kind of an interesting scenario where I was actually waiting to see what the first reports were and just to kind of affirm the approach was correct.
Yes.
And it was amazing. We were getting reports in. There was a first case of a guy who was agoraphobic, you know, housebound because of his anxiety. And literally within 2 weeks, his practitioner was saying to me, he was on his bike cycling to his mother's house every day, and several months later he was back in a job. So yeah. I just thought, wow.
I mean, it does definitely have an effect, and I know that there are only a few things that make it onto my kind of repeat purchase list, and Safra Sun is definitely one of them, and I'm very happy to talk about it here. And I think looking at the studies as well, it was really interesting to see you talk about the randomized placebo-controlled trials. Looking at the comparison of the crocus petal extract, which is what we're talking about here, and fluoxetine, for example, in the treatment of depression.
Yes.
And it performs so well in this clinical study. I mean, it's staggering, isn't it?
It is. And the p-values, this is the how you measure how effective it
is. What's a p-value? Tell us.
So the p-value is the comparison, the statistical comparison between the active and the placebo. So you break the code at the end of the trial. Nobody knows whether it's active or placebo. Break the code, look at the measurements that you're measuring the symptoms by and seeing what the difference is. And the p-value normally has to be below 0.05 for it to be statistically significant. So that's really important. And, I won't touch anything that's got a p-value above 0.05. No. And so that is astounding. And, you know, the, the case after case, and we've had a few children's symptoms with ADHD, problems with anxiety, coming back to us, where the, you know, the mothers have written to us and said, well, this has transformed our child's life, but it's also transformed our lives, because suddenly we're not so anxious about watching their symptoms and not so worried about you know the impact it's having from the from a social point of view, from a family point of view, is huge. So this ripple effect I love, because that's what I got into pharmacy for in the first place.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now, are they completely safe? Because obviously, you know, people often mistakenly think that natural equals safe, and it obviously doesn't, because some of the most toxic substances known to man are completely natural, you know, cyanide and arsenic and snake venom and all the rest of it. So, you know, how do we know that these natural substances are as safe or safer?
Well, that's where the trials come in.
Right.
And obviously they're recording side effects as well as the active effects. So, and the data was showing that extremely safe, no interactions. The only area that we advise, you know, avoidance based on the fact there's limited data is pregnancy and breastfeeding.
Right.
And so we always say avoid in those cases, because we just don't have the data to prove that they're safe, and it's just not worth taking the risk.
What's very interesting, I think, with the way that saffron seems to work, if I've interpreted it correctly, is that the bioactives in the saffron are working on serotonin production in the gut. And that's where we make, you know, 90% of our happy hormone chemical that is creating feelings of goodwill and happiness and reducing anxiety and cortisol and all the rest of it. So
I think it's multidimensional, partly because you've got three actives in there. So the serotonin effect is important, but not the only effect. And I think the reduction of inflammation of tissues within the gut, particularly relating towards the vagal nerve, because we know that the vagal connection with the gut and the brain is really fundamental. And we know that if you're reducing the inflammatory response, and it does that in a very gentle way, it's not like turmeric, which is a bit more kind of full on. So I think it's a bit of hormonal effect and a bit of anti-inflammatory effect, and possibly others, but we haven't researched yet. So, I mean, this is fairly new research, you know. I mean, those first trials came out sort of 5 years ago. So we're still in a discovery phase, and that's the beauty about this sector, is that all the information is still evolving. And I'm a researcher at heart, and it's really important that we adapt our approach. So I think when we started, for instance, we were recommending to take it twice a day, morning and afternoon, or morning and evening. And now from experience, we know that it's more effective taking it with breakfast, because my theory is it's affecting the cortisol levels, which we know are higher in the morning than the afternoon.
Really?
And people seem to sleep better when they're taking it with breakfast, which is a slightly...
That's a weird thing, isn't it? Because you'd think, I need it to help me sleep and reduce my anxiety, therefore I'll take it at the end of the day.
Yes, absolutely. And it's from experience of using it ourselves and what other people have said to us. So we're now advising you to take it in the morning with breakfast, and that seems to have a much better impact in the evening.
Interesting. Now, tell me a little bit about magnesium while I've got you here, because magnesium, I get lots of questions about it all the time, about people, again, wanting to take it to help with sleep, to reduce anxiety. And yet there are lots of different types. And I know you use marine magnesium. If we're going to look at magnesium for helping us, what should we be looking for, really?
So there are lots of different types of magnesiums. Most of them are synthetically produced. And we took a decision last summer, that we were going to change all of our, our primary drivers are the food extracts, the polyphenol extracts, so the saffron, the turmeric, et cetera. And then we will add in a vitamin if we feel as if that's going to be enhance the effect. So we took a decision before last summer. We were using some very high quality pharmaceutical vitamins and minerals. And after that point, we switched to naturals for many reasons, which we'll probably discuss in the next show. But so this marine magnesium is from seawater. It's magnesium in the form of magnesium hydroxide, which we know is very well absorbed. And there are lots of trace minerals around that extract, which we don't list because they're in such a small quantity. But it's just a beautiful kind of balanced natural extract. And we know that, you know, for instance, there are oxides, there are different types of salts that you use that you prepare synthetically. Whereas when you extract from seawater, it's a hydroxide, which is well absorbed. And I just personally feel a lot happier from an environmental perspective, because we're not producing synthetics, which have side effects and which have side products that are produced during the process, which are not natural and which have to be wasted. Whereas the beauty about the marine magnesium, it's sustainable. But I think the body also understands natural. I think it recognizes the difference between artificial and something that's come from nature. And I just instinctively feel that that's going to be a better approach. And so our magnesium, marine magnesium, is magnesium hydroxide with trace minerals. And we put a prebiotic in there, baobab. I don't know whether you know about the baobab.
I know baobab because I spend time in East Africa, in Kenya, where the baobab grows on the coast.
Fantastic.
It's an extraordinary, it's like an upside down tree. It has what looks like its roots flying about in the air.
Yes, absolutely. It's just amazing. A beautiful... tree, but the baobab fruit, when dried, I mean, it tastes a bit like lemon sherbet.
Yes,
but it's so fantastic in terms of the fiber, the protein, and all the vitamins and minerals that it's got in there. So, and again, that combination of the actives with a prebiotic is really powerful. And you know, well digested because it's in a good matrix.
Really fascinating. Honestly, Kevin, I could talk to you for ages, but I sadly can't, because this is my Friday Five, which is supposed to be my slightly shorter form podcast. But will you please come back and talk some more? Because I'm really fascinated by some of the new things that you're looking at, the olive leaf extract, for example. And obviously, you know, as we still navigate our way through this pandemic, looking at all the abilities that we have potentially to help improve our immune support, etc. And I have to say a very big thank you. Also, you have very generously given all our listeners the 20% discount on anything on your website if you use the code LizLoves20. That's all in capitals, LizLoves, and then 20. So thank you, and please come back and join us another time.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, I do hope that we will be chatting some more with Kevin and look at further ways that we can be hopefully protecting our health and well-being. Now, I know that the Naked Pharmacy does have some really interesting plant-based products backed by rigorous science, and they're not overpriced either. Well, especially not with our generous discount. So thank you very much for that. And I look forward to revisiting the subject in the future. Now, in other news this week, you may have seen that another sensationalist study reported in the Daily Mail. Who would have thought, hey, sensationalist study in the Daily Mail? Yes, you've guessed it. It's on HRT, our favourite friend. And this time it's possible link to blood clots forming in COVID patients. So apparently an increased blood clot risk has been reported for women taking estrogen, either from the contraceptive pill and from HRT. And it's been suggested that women on the pill or taking HRT could benefit from also taking an anticoagulant such as aspirin if they catch COVID. Well, to put some perspective on this, I called up my friend, Dr. Louise Newson, founder of menopausedoctor.co.uk, to ask for her view. Should we be worried? And she replied to say that the work that she has done with Professor Tim Spector and the Zoe COVID Tracker app shows so far that 30,000 women taking the oral contraceptive pill have had less reported symptoms related to COVID, indicating that estrogen may well be protective. So they are less susceptible, obviously, in the first place, but that menopausal women were more likely to report symptoms related to COVID, and that's possibly because they've got less estrogen. And that's my comment here, by the way, not hers. She went on to say that the team are working really hard on other databases to see if women taking HRT have less severe COVID and perhaps are less likely to go into intensive care or die. And this is a huge amount of work. But as we know, Dr. Louise is nothing if not persistent, so I'm sure she will get there. So she concluded, this advice is sensationalist. Now there's a surprise, Daily Mail. And it needs to be interpreted with caution. Women who are pregnant, she points out, have a far higher risk, around 9 times, of developing a clot than women taking the combined oral contraceptive. So it would be scandalous for women to stop taking a very safe and effective method of contraception. She also says that we know that women using transdermal estrogen, so that's the gels and the patches, and now the spray as well, the Lenzetto spray, with micronized progesterone, such as Utrogestan, do not, in capital letters, do not have an increased risk of clot, despite what the MHRA wants to tell us, so we can all be reassured. Thank you very much, Louise, for taking the time out of your busy day to reply to me quickly on this. Just time before I go for a few reviews and a few thank yous. These are from iTunes. Thank you. Thank you so much for finding the time to give me a star rating and a review. They are so helpful, you know, in helping others find us above all the general podcast noise. So comments that are written that can help other, particularly other women looking for this kind of information is really genuinely appreciated. This one here is from Nicola, and she says, 5 stars, I couldn't understand why I was constantly shattered, even this morning at my desk, trying to work at 9 a.m. and struggling to keep awake, broken sleep again at night and achy joints and just so tired, like I was before HRT. I listened yesterday to your Friday update and came straight home to check my estrogel. As you mentioned, it is Estradose with a sticker saying it's Estragel and the Estragel leaflet inside. I am not going crazy or suddenly aging. I have this morning spoken to my doctor and they can get the original Estragel in. No parallel imports this afternoon. Thank you so much. This will again be life changing, all down to you and those you have been speaking to, from a very grateful listener, Nicola. Well, thank you. I'm so, so pleased. I have to say I've had many, many comments and emails to say the very same thing. And if you want to find out more information on that, you can go to menopausedoctor.co.uk. And if you type in Estradose, you will get a information leaflet that you can download to take to your pharmacist if you need to, or your GP. Another lovely comment here, this one from Elizabeth, who says, thank you, Liz. Inspirational, reassuring and so educational. I am 5 years post breast cancer diagnosis, bilateral mastectomy, chemotherapy, and much more, including 10 plus surgeries. Gosh. I soak up your evidence-based information and lots of things relevant to me. Well, that is really good to hear, Elizabeth. I wish you well and hope that a lot of what we're doing, not only here on the podcast, but also on the website and on our social media, is really helpful to you. Last but not least, this is from Tokyo. I think that's a person and not a country, even a capital city, who says, I have recently discovered your podcasts. And though I have been following you and the Newson Clinic for a while now, I find listening to your podcast so informative, empowering and entertaining. My ritual is to sit on my bike on the balcony and exercise while listening, setting me up with new knowledge and sometimes much needed positivity. So thank you for guiding us through this change that can be so overwhelming and life changing. I just listened to your nutrition and menopause podcast with Emma Ellis Flint and loved it. Capital letters. Keep it coming, Liz. Well, thank you very much, Tokyo. I certainly do intend to keep it coming. And please keep your comments and questions coming over on Instagram. You'll find me at LizLMe. Obviously, we're on Facebook, LizL Wellbeing Magazine. Make sure that you are signed up to our newsletter if you want to get that free of charge every Friday afternoon in your inbox. I shall be back with you in person on Monday if you are listening to me in real time. I will be there at 12:30 UK time on my Instagram page. You will find me as LizLMe. Also, I broadcast simultaneously on Facebook on the LizL Wellbeing Magazine page, and we later upload both of these to the LizL Wellbeing YouTube channel. Well worth subscribing to if you don't already do, as that is the place where you will find so many of my films and video clips to while away a happy hour. And don't forget before I go that the current edition of the LizL Wellbeing magazine is the very last one that will be sold in the shops. But before you panic, have no fear, we are going to continue to print. We're just going to become a subscriber-only magazine. So if you want to continue to read it going forwards, you really must subscribe in the next few weeks. And to make life a bit easier, we have a special offer where you can get 6 issues for the price of 5. So you get a freebie. You also get free UK post and packing. And yes, we do ship internationally. You just have to pay a little bit of extra postage. And if you subscribe now while stocks last, you will also receive a free gift voucher of £10 to spend on anything you like on Neil's Yard website. So it really is a lovely deal and a great bargain. The Neil's Yard gift voucher, by the way, is emailed to you separately. And that comes from Warners, who are our subscription service. And they send that on an email once your bank payment has cleared, just to make you aware of when to expect that lovely treat. And talking of lovely treats, I am off now to brew some kombucha, one of the 5Ks I launched today in my Good Gut box on lizellewellbeing.com. That is so exciting, and I hope you love it. It's a curated package of lots of good gut treats that you can make, from milk kefir to water kefir to kombucha scobies to different types of yogurts and creme fraiche and all sorts. Really, really good. If you want to check that out, you will find that on lizellewellbeing.com/good-gut-box, good gut box. So take a look over the weekend, and I shall look forward to chatting again next week. Until then, go very well. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.